Life, I've been led to believe, is a journey of choices, linking the past to the future in a unique sequence that cannot be foretold and will not be complete until the final choice has been made. I like to think I'm the master of my story, weaving a tale I've crafted with each decision I've made. But as I stood peering across the inlet at the house that had haunted my dreams, I knew in my soul that every choice I'd made up to this point had actually been part of a predestined series of events leading me to this exact place in this exact moment in time. As I'd envisioned, the house sat impressively on the edge of a tall bluff, overlooking an expanse of murky water that seemed to stretch endlessly into the dark sky. I'm certain that on a sunny day, the view from this particular perch would be priceless. But today, as my history and destiny collide, the heavy air settled around the rambling structure, leaving only an imprint chiseled firmly in my mind. "He'd like it here," I said to my dogs, Kai and Callie, as I let the image of the man who saved and raised me filter through my mind. "It's odd that I can feel his presence. I have no reason to believe either he or I have ever been here at any point in the past. And yet, a distant memory tugged at my mind. It was blurry and out of focus, and I wasn't even sure it was a memory and not the remnant of a dream. Still, I suppose it was the "and yet" that had led to my decision to put my life on hold in order to find the house in the first place. Glancing at the photo in my hand, I allowed my mind to filter back to the dreams that had become both frequent and vivid during the past several months. There was nothing particularly spectacular or unusual about the image of the woman standing on a porch with two young children, and I'm not sure why I'd even given the photo a second look. Yet from the moment I'd first stumbled upon it in my father's attic, a spark had ignited, which had led to the dreams. Those dreams had fueled my imagination and eventually planted a seed, which, over time, grew into an obsession. An obsession, I realized, that wouldn't allow me to rest until I found the answers I'd traveled over 3,000 miles to find. Kai nudged his nose into my hand, causing me to look down once again. "Is that your subtle way of telling me we should continue on into town and find a place to stay for the night?" Kai barked once, placing a paw on my leg. I gave him a scratch behind the ear and then called for both dogs to follow me back to the SUV I'd left parked on the side of the road. I popped the hatch, and Kai and Callie jumped in. Closing the rear door, I checked the latch and then headed toward the driver's side door. Sliding inside, I turned the key in the ignition, checked my mirrors, and then pulled away from the side of the narrow road that hugged the shoreline leading out to the small town where I hoped to find lodging. The drive through the deeply wooded forest toward the small town was lovely, despite the fog, which had begun to lift as I headed south. The recent rain had resulted in a series of small creeks that rolled and trickled down through the pine, hemlock, spruce, cedar, and aspen that covered the mountainside. Gooseberry Bay was tucked into a forested area that was bursting with color. Vine maples tangled with the wild rose that thrived in the area, creating a breathtaking palette beneath the heavy canopy of the larger trees. I was tempted to stop, dig out my camera, and try to capture the brilliance of the day now that the fog had begun to roll out. But it was late, and I still needed to find a place to stay for a few days. As I neared the small town, a boardwalk appeared to my left, the wooden walkway, which hugged the water for what seemed like miles, was crowded with local vendors peddling their goods and services to the throngs of people who'd turned out to enjoy the near-perfect afternoon. I found the colorful carts, bright yellow pumpkins, and black and orange lights charming. The road forked just after a sign announcing a Halloween festival. Slowing slightly, I took the fork to the right and crossed a narrow bridge that rumbled and groaned as I drove from the road toward the parking area of the inn I'd found with my lodging app. I parked in the spot designated for those checking in. The inn was a long L-shaped building with two stories of wood construction, and based on the number of chimneys, there were at least 6 fireplaces.